And naturally my thoughts go back, my thoughts fly back to those very early days, 40 years ago. Sometimes it seems a long time ago, sometimes it doesn't seem very long ago. I was, I think, 41 at the time, still a comparatively young man, and as I remember those early days, there rises in my mind a quite vivid picture of just how and where we started. We started, of course, very small. We were a bit bigger now, of course, but then we were very small indeed, just a handful of people. And we didn't even have a centre of our own, not one that we actually had bought. Our first activities, our first classes, were held in a very modest basement in Monmouth Street in central London. As far as I remember, the basement was about 12 feet square, 12 feet each way. And with a bit of juggling, we could get 20 chairs in. Because in those days, of course, people did not sit on the floor to meditate. They all sat on chairs. That gradually changed. And when we had our inaugural dedication, we allowed a few people to stand and we squeezed in, altogether, 24 people. 24 people. And I led, and we all recited, a dedication ceremony that I'd composed only the evening before. And thus we dedicated what we called our Tri Ratna Shrine and Meditation Room. And that was how and where the FWBO began, 40 years ago. And the first kind of activity we started up was meditation classes. Perhaps that has a significance of its own, that we should have started there. Meditation being, of course, such a very important aspect, such an integral part of the Buddhist spiritual path and the Buddhist spiritual life. So we started with meditation classes. And we very soon had two, even three, meditation classes. There seemed to be, at that time, quite a demand for them. Of course, there was quite a big turnover, but our meditation classes were usually quite full. That means we usually had 8 to 10 or 12 people. I must admit, though, that on one evening when I came along to the basement shrine, ready to take the meditation class, I found only one person had come. But that's the sort of thing that does happen. As all of you who have ever taken classes at FW centres will know only too well. Only the other day I heard someone having organised something and taken a great deal of trouble, and when he turned up to take his part in the proceedings, he found nobody else had come. So it can still happen occasionally. And, well, we have to practice patience and optimism and not lose heart. I certainly didn't lose heart on that occasion because there were other encouraging signs.